Cape Talk, the travel feature.
This week, instead of taking you to a destination and tell you why you should be visiting that destination, we thought we'd do something different, right? There are creature comforts we enjoy at home. Your bed, your pillow, your shower, your towel, the smell, the noise you wake up to in the morning that you often miss when you are traveling to other destinations. And you often travel to other destinations occupying rooms in a hotel, which can be very cold and very clinical in many ways. Except for the better hotels, travel contributor Michelle Atagana joins me on the line. Michelle, what do you look for when you are looking for a hotel when you're traveling? And you do travel a lot. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Good to hear from you again. Yeah, I think when you're traveling away from home, especially if you're traveling for work, it's always nice to be in a hotel that you can be comfortable in, that gives you a feeling of safety, just that little extra bit of warmth that you need just to feel a little bit at home, even though you're far away from your house. So a good bed and a really great duvet. One of my favorite things in the world is hotel duvets. I do not know where they get their duvets, and they have to tell me where, but hotel duvets are incredible. It's like 1,000 hugs in one when you get into a hotel duvet after a really long day.
I know, and when you stay in a hotel for a couple of nights and you leave in the morning and you come back and they've made it up, you go, how did they get it that puffy again? Because I was squishing it and doing all sorts of things that obviously would have flattened it a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't get my bed to do that. No matter how hard I tried, I walked into our home yesterday and I was asking them, I need the kind of duvet that's in hotels. And the lady just looked at me like I was crazy. But you just can't get it to do that. And it's also things like that where you kind of leave the hotel, go about your business, come back, and it's back to it's reset for you. And it's perfect. Everything is clean. They put out towels for you. They roll out slippers for you. They dim the lights. They turn down the bed. I mean, you don't do these things for yourself at home. Sometimes, I mean, if I'm running late, I barely remember to actually make the bed, let alone to get it to look as nice as they would in a hotel room.
I'm one of those hotel guests who will bombard the concierge desk with as many questions as I can get out of them. And obviously, if you have a very good concierge service, that person will give you more information that you request. Because I don't like going to the normal touristy options when I visit a city. I want to know where the best stew is. I want to know where I can get my feet, I don't know, massaged or whatever the case may be. And that hotel concierge service obviously becomes a very essential service sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, there's some hotels who truly understand the concept of luxury and also the concept of really feeding the need of their guest. And once you kind of stay in a hotel like that and have service like that, where the concierge is able to talk to you through, you know, interesting things in the city, and not just, oh, these are the top 10 places to visit here. It's what you enjoy. You know, what are your interests? What are your likes? What kind of things do you want to do or see in a city? They're able to say, okay, well, instead of going to this super touristy spot, you can go to this little cafe here. It's this part of town. It's super cheap, but you get to experience life in the city. And those are the kind of experiences you want when you're visiting any city.
Airbnb and such services obviously have, I suppose, turned that notion of wanting to visit another city, often paying less than what you'd pay at a hotel, but getting that sense of home. That's the option and the route that one can take.
Yeah, absolutely. Airbnbs are great. I use Airbnbs whenever I want or when I feel like it's a good option to have. Well, something that Airbnb does is gives you that home away from home feeling. So when you don't want to sit and be bombarded by other guests and having to go through concierge just to get everything done and the whole group breakfast, and you just want to feel away from home in a very nice apartment, Airbnb is a good option for that. It also, cost-wise, it's very, very, very good for the pocket, especially if you're traveling a lot and going to a lot of cities. So there's also an option for Airbnb for sure.
Shema, every Airbnb person I've been to all over the world has been very, very nice as a host and often would offer, you know, let's go out for dinner, let's do this, do you have any questions? I'm the kind of person who says, thank you very much. See them maybe for a cup of tea the time I arrive, and then when I say goodbye and hand over the keys, say goodbye as well. The time in between, I'm just doing my thing and going about, and obviously beforehand, I would go would you, you know, where do you suggest I get the bus to travel from this place to that place? Where do you suggest I get a loaf of bread, for example, in the morning, and that fresh, you know, freshly squeezed orange juice and those kind of things? They have practical solutions too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to Budapest in a couple of weeks, and the Airbnb I booked in Budapest already sent me a list going, you know, here's our tailored list of what to do in the city. If you need to get from the airport to the house, here's how you do it. We can also rent a car for you if you want. So Airbnb hosts also try to go that extra mile to give you some of those creature comforts that you enjoy in the hotel. So things like hotel shuttles and having a concierge to kind of give you a list of things to do in the city. So they do also go that a lot of extra mile to curate things from their perspectives as citizens and people who live in that city. So it's all that's also quite a nice added extra, because you're getting it from a local perspective of what should I do, where can I do this, and they'll give you all the best spots that they enjoy in a city that they live in. So that's a really good bonus to Airbnb as well.
Michelle, thank you very much, and happy travels. Michelle Atagana, a travel contributor, and no doubt will be telling us about her travels when she comes back.